This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 199 for Friday, December 22nd. I'm Glenn Hallett. ICE canola futures are higher on Friday morning on this last day of trading before Christmas. The January canola contract advances $6.10 at $648.50 per ton, and the March contract adds $2.50 at $658.80 per ton. There's some support for canola coming from the Chicago soy complex. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are steady to lower. Modest upticks in global crude oil prices are lending some support to the vegetable oils. Stat Canada issues its monthly crush report, showing more than 908,000 tons of canola were crushed in November, up from the approximately 877,000 tons the previous November. As well, StatCan publishes its monthly grain delivery report with 1.64 million tons of canola delivered in November, well short of the 2.91 million tons a year ago. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending December 17th, producer deliveries of canola eased back to about 302,000 tons. Canola exports climbed to more than 171,000 tons, and domestic usage is down at nearly 221,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Friday morning, with the loonie at 75.56 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 75.13. Attacks on vessels in the Red Sea by Houthi rebels in Yemen continue to force up shipping costs. The United States' three-month weather outlook is projecting more drought across the Corn Belt. In South America, Brazil is forecast to get some rain over the coming days, with rain as well for Argentina. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The March contract is up 8 cents at $13.10 per bushel. March soy oil rises a little more than a tenth of a cent at 49.47 cents per pound. March soy meal bumps up 8 cents at $3.87.20 per short ton. The Chicago March corn contract adds a quarter cent at $4.73 per bushel. Chicago March oats adds 1.5 cents at $3.65. The U.S. wheat complex is slightly higher, with Chicago March up 2 cents at $6.14.5. Kansas City March tacks on 2 cents at $6.28.5. And Minneapolis March inches up a penny at $7.15.5. A reminder that today is the final trading day for January options, and first notice day is next Friday. As well, today is the last trading day for ICE canola and Chicago. While canola resumes trading on Wednesday, Chicago restarts on Tuesday. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, December 22nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.